Like I just a quick summary, Red Rocks Ranch is going to build out over years. We have two existing metropolitan districts. We are seeking to amend and restate their service plans, not to change any of the things that we have already been granted, but really to make them more aligned with county policy. Since we were formed in the city of town of Morrison, we didn't have to comply with county policy. So to bring it more in line with county policy, and then to establish a structure that will hopefully allow for greater community governance and resident input as we build out. Thank you so much for your time.
Great. Questions, commissioners? Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to follow up on one of the key themes we've been hearing this morning, which is enhanced community governance and voice in the process. And that is certainly something that I think those who have raised concerns about metro districts have pointed to. You know, how do we ensure that it's not simply the developer's voice, but it genuinely is the voice of residents really embracing how their community develops and grows and the services and amenities and more. So can you talk to us a little bit more about how what you're proposing enhances community governance, what that looks like, and what the makeup of those boards could be, what you're proposing?
Sure, absolutely. And I think it's important to look in the future to when all of the houses are in existence. So we have two metropolitan districts right now. And I think Heather indicated that there is ongoing construction out there. Under Title 32, the minute a homeowner moves in to the boundaries of the district, they are an eligible elector. Right now, we have two metropolitan districts that have each a five-member board, and that is set by statute. And so the minute a homeowner moves in, they can run for a seat on that board. And what we're seeking to do is because it's such a large community, have the five districts form an authority that kind of oversees everything, and each of the districts will have the ability to have governance over their own area, but also send a member to the community authority board that will kind of oversee things that affect all of the property within Red Rocks Ranch. We would have it so that there are five representatives on the community authority board to equal the five member districts. And so just because you're a resident of District 1 and you were early on in the process would make it so that your vote on the community authority board wouldn't outweigh some of the residents who live in districts 4, 5, or 6 who came later on in the process. But again, each member district has a five-member board that would be comprised of residents, you know, that are willing to serve their community.
Thank you so much. I think you might have read my mind. That's where I was going to go next in terms of the makeup. So for the member districts, the five member districts, all of those five boards would be made up only of residents in those districts.
That is correct. However, until such time as a district mm-hmm. has residents within it, mm-hmm. It needs somebody to be able to serve on that board. And generally that is done through qualifications of developer representation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we will have absolutely residents within District 1 if we don't already in the very near future. District 2, I think, is lagging a little bit further behind. But until such time as there's actual people who live there, regardless of whether they own or rent there and are eligible to vote, there needs to be somebody who is able to run the entity, if you will.
Sure. And the same model would apply to the overarching authority board that these metro district boards would feed into? So again, they would be residents made up from those districts, with the exception of early on when you have developers' voices on that board as you fill out those different districts with residents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, thank you.